Message number 33. False teachers and prophets. Saturday, December 25, 2010 at 10:20. I am the beginning and the end. It was through me that my eternal beloved Father created the world, and it will be through me that it will end. I am the light and the Savior who will bring all those who believe in me into the promised paradise. Those who, despite all my teachings and the efforts of my prophets, still refuse to accept me will not enter my Father's kingdom. Those of you who have been given the gift of the truth through the scriptures must open your eyes now and accept my teachings and the prophecies given to my prophets. The time is finally approaching when I will return to earth to reclaim my beloved followers. Through my modern prophets I will sadly though still be rejected. You all must listen and read the messages from me which are being given to you out of mercy and understand the significance of them. My teachings have never changed. You must remember that my teachings are the same as they have always been. Those who come in my name must be watched carefully. If they proclaim my word, then they are of the light. When you find my teachings to be changed in any way that seems strange to you, walk away. Do not listen. These unfortunate people have been tempted by the evil one to distort my teachings deliberately to lead you astray and confuse you. Any doctrine that has not originated from Holy Scripture and which claims to proclaim the truth is a lie. This is a sin against me and is a grievous attack on me and my eternal Father. False Messiah. These false teachers will begin to make themselves known all over the world shortly. You will find them everywhere shouting at the top of their voices, seeking attention. Some will impress my children to such an extent that even my genuine followers will believe they have special divine powers. One in particular will exalt himself to such lofty heights that people will mistakenly believe him to be the Messiah. It is going to take a lot of courage, single-mindedness, and strength for my children to stick by me and allow me to guide them through this dangerous jungle full of demons. The demons now being unleashed by Satan as the last days begin to unfold will come disguised as my followers and prophets. They are now colluding to target my genuine visionaries, seers, and prophets. They will try to seduce them with false doctrine. They will twist the truth to suit their immoral ways, which from an external perceptive will be hard to discern. My devout followers, sacred servants, and prophets will know immediately who these evil people are. They will find their declarations to be painful and disturbing, but what will cause terror in their hearts is the fact that so many Christians will fall for their charming personalities. So convincing will they be that many will draw the very sacred servants who have designated their lives to me and my eternal Father into their evil snare. Call on Christians to stand up. Those devout followers of mine blessed with the graces of the Holy Spirit, I call on you now. Take up your weapon of faith and stay strong. Challenge them. Teach people the truth by reminding them constantly of the truth which is contained in my Father's book, the Book of Truth. These teachings will last forever. It may be difficult for you, my children, to stand up and be counted, but hear me now. If you do this, you will help souls. Your brothers and sisters in the world are your family. I will bring you all with me into the paradise which I have promised all my children. Please help me not to leave any of you behind. It will break my heart if I can't save all my beloved children. It will be through prayer, sacrifice, and perseverance on the part of my followers everywhere that my will be granted. Take up the cup of salvation now in my name. Follow me. Let me guide you all. Let me embrace you in my heart as we unite together to save mankind from the deceiver. Remember this. I love every one of my children to such an extent that victory without bringing all of them into eternal life will be bittersweet and will break my heart. Pray, pray, pray now all of you and remember the words, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Your beloved Savior. Jesus Christ, King of the earth and just judge for all of mankind.